There's a wind and it blows and it thunders, and the rains come and go on the plains. Once I saw you there standing before me, and now I am here all alone. And I know deep within me you live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. See, they dissolve. When I die while you're alive, where am I? When I die.
As a human, I live in a body made of flesh, bones, and blood of the earth. There is fire and water within me, and the air that breathe of the world. And I know deep within me, I live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. I live on as earth, but don't know where the waters of life and the salt of the sea they dissolve. There is wind and it blows and it thunders and the rains come and go on the plains. Once I saw you there standing before me, and now I am here all alone, and I know deep within me you live on and on, like waters of life and the salt in the sea. You live on and on, but I don't get nowhere when the waters of life and the salt of the sea they dissolve. When I die, while you are alive, where am I? When I die, while you are alive, where am I? Chideva dehastu chideva loka, chideva bhutani chidindriyani, karta chidanta karanam chideva, chideva sarva paramartha rupam. The mystery continues. why we are here. What is the ultimate purpose? And where we go? When the curtains of death drop, why there is sorrow and why there is suffering, why there is happiness, why the strange turn of events? The questions baffle the mind. And the mystery continues. How to connect the dots? How to unravel this puzzle? How to unearth this conundrum? It is a jigsaw puzzle. It is the mystery within the enigma. There are layers and layers and layers. Spirituality begins with inquiry. Jitnyasa. What is it?
Acharyas.
Brahma Sutra begins with that line. Jitnyasa. Curiosity. What is it? What is it? What is it that is beyond life and death? What is hidden in the womb of this day? What is hidden? What is invisible? What is that which we can't comprehend? What is it? What is that ultimate? Curiosity, inquisitiveness, jidnyasa. What is it? This is the food of the inquiring mind, and it should continue, because there are many things in heaven and hell which we do not know. There are many mysteries yet unsolved. So, this curiosity, this childlike innocence, this desire to know the ultimate truth. What is it? There are many more things I do not know. This will belittle the ego. This will induce a sense of inquiry into the existence. What is the ultimate truth of this life? What I know, what I understand, is it the entire truth, the ultimate, the only truth? Or am I living in the world of illusion? This is a matrix. Is it some computer game? And I am the part of that game.
There were two groups in the hospital, in the college. A conflict arose. They were fighting. And professor came and suggested a solution. Brought back normalcy. What was done? What must be done? He called both the groups and suggested to them, whenever you see each other, think, I am dying and the other person is also dying. So when you think of death, it's difficult to have hatred in that. I am dying. This is my last moment. But at the same time, the other person is also dying. That is also the last moment of the other person. Death remains a mystery. If this very moment we die, if this very moment becomes the last moment of this life, if this day becomes the last day of life, to have such a clean conscience is the beginning of purity. Today is the fourth day. The science of spiritual attraction, the fragrance of presence, a spiritual soul, a pure soul. Because the world is peaceless, there is so much anger and so much hatred and so much suffering in this world. You cannot deceive the world. With the radiation of the soul, power never falls. Power never has got some. No charisma. What that charisma is, you know, what that magnetism is, what that is. The movement is the side of the this time. When you become pure, it is not just an individual business. It is not your own enterprise. You are beginning a world business. When you invest in purity, you are not starting an individual or personal business. This is the wholesale business. The thousands of your friends. The dividend. The good of them. The better. Security. It's the greatest business. It is not an individual love affair. This is universal. You are falling in love with the existence. It does not have that restricted microscopic, telescopic definition of brahmacharya. It is broad. Unlimited. Purity is a tree. If you become that tree, thousands will come and rest in that tree one day. They will come uninvited. Because the world is suffering. There is so much darkness. So many people are living a dark lifestyle. Dark lifestyle. People are caught up in forbidden relationships and they know their affairs are illegal for them. Yet they are. There is so much restlessness and so much peacelessness and so much sorrow and agony, suffering. The whole world, as we show in our diagrams, is our oxygen. There is so much disturbance in this world. A single soul who attains to such purity, who becomes calm, becomes the source of solace, comfort, support for thousands of souls. The first is the fragments of presence. You don't have to do anything, you just stand. The standing is service. Speaking is second. Words are second. Intentions are clear. If mindset is, if conscience is, the desire to help is not restricted to actions. There's a book, Alice in Wonderland, that Alice teaches mathematics. So there is a dying paper sitting. She's eating bread. She asks, where is jam? Where is jam? Mad Hatter says, it is not available today. Alice inquires, so when I will get jam? Mad Hatter says, it is available every alternate day. Not every day. Next day, she asks, where is jam? He again says, it is available only on the alternate day. But Alice persists, it was not there yesterday, so it must be there today. Mad Hatter says, that alternate day is not today. So there is a deception. The same deception. Lust promises a lot, but doesn't give anything. It's like a mirage. Below the whips. Rikta Marichika. You feel water is there, you go and find there is nothing. It is the screensaver, which is so beautiful. But inside, there is nothing. It tells you that a lot of happiness. But the moment you go, you find deceived, disheartened, disturbed. There is an imaginary story of a lady. She is in love with one man and she is about to marry that man. And she receives a phone call. The caller says, don't marry. She says, what? Why should I not? And who are you? Probably you are some ex who is jealous. I don't have any time to talk with you. And she hangs up. After a few days, again the call comes. Don't do it. Yes, who are you? And this caller knows every detail. Right now, you are wearing this dress, this color. And I know everything. And that man is going to come and propose you. Say no. Again a call comes. She says, who the hell are you? But she doesn't tell the caller. But that caller knows each and everything about this lady. Now there is a marriage. The lady keeps on ignoring that. She says, this must be a prank call. But that caller keeps calling. And there is always a disturbance going on in the background when that caller calls. And now it is the ultimate last day. There is a marriage about to happen. Again, that call comes. And she reveals, she asks, who are you? She says, I am your daughter. He said, what? Yes, I am yet to be born, but we are given 5 patch calls to make. So I am calling you and the background is you and your husband, means my parents. They are fighting with each other. What is love marriage has turned into a very disturbed marriage. They are fighting with each other and she listens her own voice. She is fighting with her would-be husband She says, my childhood is disturbed because of you two. Please don't bring me in this world. The movie ends. It promises, but ultimately, there is so much. In the background, there is a voice, why you married me? Did I tell you to marry? They are fighting with each other, husband and wife. I mean, this lady, after the birth of the daughter. And the daughter is calling from future. Here. It's a 5-patch call. So, this is the mirage. A will-o'-the-wisp. You see, so beautiful. The grass is always greener on the other side. So beautiful. Those who are unmarried, they feel marriage is so beautiful. They enjoy so nicely. And those who are married, they are finding ways to get rid of. It is said that in psychology, a man thinks at least thrice in his lifetime how to kill the wife. At least thrice in his entire life. So it's very, very complex. It's like a quagmire. And the third is the alchemical magnet. When you adopt a pure lifestyle, your intuition becomes clear. Your mind becomes clear. What to do and what not to do comes to you on its own accord. The existence gives you indications. Do this. Otherwise, there is always a confusion. This way, that way. To continue the relation or end the relation. To continue in this path or to start another path. This career, that career. This place, that place. There is an eternal confusion all the time. Purity has got the greatest benefit of clarity. It's like an alchemy. A clarity comes to you. You don't have to rush to people and ask them, what should I do? When the mind becomes pure, it is in rhythm with the universe and the existence. And you know what I am to do, I have to do. This is a divine synchrony. You are in sync with existence. This is the divine orchestra, the divine symphony. And the melody is created only when you are in sync with life. If you are anti-life, if you are flowing against the current of life, the river is flowing this side and you are flowing that side, there would be resistance and disturbance. So this stage comes with purity, intuition, clarity, cleanliness. You can sleep nicely. Sleeplessness, insomnia is a sign of impurity. If you can't sleep, definitely there is still some unresolved corner. So, this is the science of spiritual charisma, attraction, magnetism. First, you become the flower, which is fragrant, which attracts. It doesn't invite. It is. And people come and seek relief in woe. People come and seek solace around you. You are like a tree, a big tree, but a vriksha. and a big shade. Many people come and take rest there, then seek rest. Second is to understand this entire game of lust. Lust is a bridge that takes you nowhere. There is no other end. There is only one end. You go and halfway you are lost. It doesn't have the other end. It's a thief. It's a very smart businessman. It tricks you. So understand this connection, what we call spirituality, is not connection, it is confusion rather. Lust is the greatest confusion. It creates confusion. It makes you waddle in that confusion. And you are, the boat is capsized. You are drowned. The alchemical magnet. Purity is the ultimate magnet. Purity is something that gives you clarity and cleanliness. So these are the three points of pure life. Om Shanti.
As a human, I live in a body made of flesh, bones, and blood of the earth. There's a fire and water within me, and the air that I breathe of the world. And I know deep within me, I live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. I live on and on. But I don't yet know where the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. There's a wind and it blows and it thunders, and the rains come and go on the plains. Once I saw you there standing before me, and now I am here all alone. And I know within me you live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. You live on and on, but I don't get nowhere when the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. When I die.